We the people rise everywhere. Except in America. Commentary. Conservative movements are on the rise around the world and increasingly taking political power in predominantly liberal, leftist, and socialist-leaning countries. While often labeled in the mainstream media as far-right, extremist, populist, or nationalist, by and large these conservative parties represent the common-sense values of their constituents. For example, in Europe they believe that the fate of their nation shouldn't be determined by bureaucrats in Brussels. In Latin America, that inflation is bad and impoverishing them. Everywhere that too much immigration is destructive to national culture and heritage, not to mention their economic standing. And generally, that farmers shouldn't be required to stop producing, drivers be forced to abandon their cars, or the elderly forced to freeze in their unheated apartments for some unpractical utopian and globalist ideal that will never work in the first place. These conservative party political victories are described by journalists, government officials, and commentators using terms such as alarming, dangerous, surprising, stunning, and shocking, as if no one could see this coming from miles away, and as if there wasn't a perfectly rational explanation for all of it. Just last Wednesday in the Netherlands, the PVV, led by Geert Wilders, won 37 seats in the Dutch parliament, securing the PVV's position as the largest party. The PVV's task now is to form a national government, not a guaranteed outcome given the resistance to the ideas supported by the Dutch middle and working classes. The PVV's platform is focused on national sovereignty, reducing mass illegal immigration, preserving Dutch culture by preventing Islamification, and protecting Dutch farmers. Mr. Wilders is in favor of a referendum on leaving the European Union, cutting funding to Ukraine, and imposing restrictions on Islamic influence in society. On Sunday, Argentine presidential candidate Javier Milei won the presidential election on an anti-statist and libertarian campaign that focused on ending the hyperinflation that has decimated the Argentinian economy and the wealth of its people. Mr. Milei, a trained economist and highly effective political polemicist once nicknamed the Madman, has vowed to go after deep state corruption and close the central bank, making the US dollar the official currency of the nation. Earlier in November across Iberia, hundreds of thousands of Spaniards turned out on the streets to protest against the socialist government's policies and in particular its proposal for amnesty for Catalan separatists who facilitated an attempted coup d'état in 2017. Alberto Núñez Feijóo, the leader of the Conservative Popular Party, led over 80,000 Madrilenos, including the mayor of Madrid José Luis Martínez Almeida, to demand new elections and a general strike. This came after the PP won the national election in July, but failed to secure the majority required to form a national government. In Germany, the conservative alternative for Germany is not only prevailing in local elections on its home turf in the former communist East, but winning hearts and minds across the country. Last month, AfD won 18.4% of the vote in the state of Hesse, second only to the Christian Democratic Union, while placing third in Bavaria. At the same time, a poll shows that support for AfD had risen to 23% of the popular vote nationwide, while support for the ruling coalition government has fallen to 33%. As elsewhere in Europe, AfD's platform is focused on sovereignty, stemming mass illegal immigration, and rebutting climate change hysteria in a country that has just shuttered its own domestic energy production. In France, rightist parties such as Marine Le Pen's Rassemblement National and Eric Zemmour's Reconquête continue to gain ground. In September of this year, RN took 3 seats in the Senate. In the 2022 French presidential election, Ms. Le Pen won 41.5% of the vote, compared with 34% in 2017. The issues in France are generally the same as in Germany and Holland: sovereignty, immigration, identity, Islam, and the economy. In the United States, the conservative movement is typically identified with the Republican Party. Yet the rising awareness and concern among Americans about the state of their nation hasn't translated into Republican victories at the polls. The expected red wave in the midterms of 2022 never materialized. victories were limited, with the notable exception of Virginia's gubernatorial race, where former Carlisle co-CEO Glenn Youngkin won the race on a pro-parental rights platform. In the 2023 elections, the GOP fared no better. Republicans are currently limited to celebrating small local victories, such as in South Carolina, where the noble citizens of Charleston just elected their first Republican mayor since Reconstruction forced one on them after the Civil War. So why are Americans turning more conservative as individuals but not voting according to their awakening consciousnesses? The best answer is often the simplest. The Democrats conveniently point to abortion as the reason Republicans haven't gained ground. Presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy blames the repeated failure on poor leadership in the Republican National Committee. Some observers reason that the elections have been rigged, and until the great evil of election fraud is not only exposed but also eradicated, nothing will change. Others believe that there's no awakening. The hypnotic power of the mainstream media's blue pill narrative remains powerful enough to keep most Americans in a fog of denial and ignorance. But perhaps the issue lies somewhere else. It's possible that one reason conservatives have failed to win majority support in the United States is that, as much as we've gone through as a nation in the past 3 years, Americans have yet to suffer long enough or hard enough. Compared with the decades of impoverishment the Argentines have experienced, or the slow bleeding out of cultural and political sovereignty that Europeans have gone through, Americans haven't yet been made miserable enough to throw the leftists out on the street. Perhaps things must get worse before they can get better. Marx believed the same.